Good morning, everybody, and a very happy Easter, and an especially warm welcome to any visitors or anybody who's joining us here for the first time. And don't forget, please, you're all very welcome to join us for breakfast in the Mayo Hall after this service. And I was going to leave it there, but there are just two little things, I'm afraid, inevitably, which I should add. First of all, you'll be delighted to hear that the parking permits people have been asking about for the last few weeks are here. And as soon as Holly is around, I'm sure she will be distributing them. But you can sleep easy in your beds in the meantime. And the second thing is, something that isn't here is the church news, apparently, which you would normally expect to find today, but it's been delayed at the printers.
For those of you who don't know these words, just pick them up as we go. Alleluia, the Lord is risen. Amen. Alleluia, the Lord is risen. Today we arise with Christ. The new heaven and the new earth await us. Alleluia, the Lord is risen. We join to sing. The hymn, if you're using the books, is number 239. Otherwise, you'll find it's projected. Jesus Lives.
Thank you.
Let us join together to pray. Let us pray. Risen Lord, you have summoned this new day of resurrection. We pray that the light and warmth of your love may be our experience this Easter day. May we recognize your presence among us. Risen Christ, we worship you. We celebrate your resurrection, rejoicing in the power of your forgiveness, leading us into each new dawn. Creator God, we worship you, the one who called the world into being and caused the sun to rise on the first day of creation. Redeemer God, we worship you, the one who called Christ from the tomb and caused the sun to rise on that first day. Sustainer God, we worship you, the one who calls your people into being and causes the sun to rise on us this and every day. Creator, Redeemer, Sustainer, God of life and resurrection, we praise and we worship you. Hallelujah. Amen. Let us say the Lord's Prayer together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. As time goes on, so the accounts of the resurrection get more extended. So in Mark, we just get a sentence. In John, we get chapters and chapters. So in the middle is Matthew and Luke, and Irma Strachan is going to read to us the account of the resurrection from the Gospel according to Matthew.
Reading is taken from Matthew 28, verses 1 through 10. After the Sabbath, as Sunday morning was dawning, Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went to look at the tomb. Suddenly, there was a violent earthquake. An angel of the Lord came down from heaven, rolled the stone away, and sat on it. His appearance was like lightning, and his clothes were white as snow. The guards were so afraid that they trembled and became like dead men. The angel spoke to the woman. "You must not be afraid," he said. "I know you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has been raised, just as he said. Come here and see the place where he was lying. Go quickly now and tell his disciples he has been raised from dead, and now he is going to Galilee ahead of you. There you will see him. Remember what I have told you." So they left the tomb in a hurry, afraid and yet filled with joy, and ran to tell his disciples. Suddenly Jesus met them and said, "Peace be with you." They came up to him, took hold of his feet, and worshipped him. "Do not be afraid," Jesus said to them. "Go and tell thy brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." May the Lord add his words, his blessings to these words.
Amen. Um, Just before you all get all garden proud and flowers loving, and you all get starting to get angry with me, this isn't a rant against daffodils, okay? I would say that the Australians and the Kiwis and the people who live in Samoa and Indonesia have an advantage over us, those of us who are celebrating Easter in spring. Because all these lovely spring flowers actually are a distraction. If we were celebrating Easter as we head into autumn and winter, it would be better. Woo! Yowza! She is a daffodil hater. let me explain this. You know the thing people say, oh yeah, it's isn't it great? It's Easter, it's spring, it's new life, all that gubbins. When my ash is sprinkled round a daffodil or sprinkled round a rose bush or whatever they decide they're going to do with my ash, and my ash is being used to supply nutrients to that rose bush, let me tell you, that will not feel right resurrection to me. I will be dead. My ash will be being used to give nutrients to a rose bush, but ladies and gentlemen, I am more than the sum of my nutrients. Yes? The Easter message is not about the natural role of things. The Easter message is completely against the role of things. The natural thing is that Jesus, who is dead, is in tomb, rots in tomb, and that's the end of it. But the Easter message is, his life was over, and God has brought him back to new life among us. Hallelujah! And that is the best news. So, you can now say to me, well, that's just really great, Leslie. When I get into my 80s or when I get into my 90s, I will remember this day, and it'll reassure me when I face death that I'm going to live again. Great. Well, that's not what I want to say to you. I want to say to you that the resurrection message is a message that will shape the rest of today, will shape the rest of tomorrow for every single one of us. And what do I mean? When they said to you, you can't do it, and you did it, that is a resurrection experience. And when you wanted to give up, when you wanted to start drinking again, or overworking again, or neglecting, that somehow you kept on going, that is a resurrection experience. And when you wanted to run away because you were frightened or you had given too much, but you somehow stayed, that is a resurrection experience. And when he tells you the same story for the 20th time in the day, and instead of saying, for God's sake, you've told me that 20 times already, you say, oh, you've told me that 20 times already. And you both laugh together. That is a resurrection experience. When you do something and somehow God helps you to go beyond what is natural, and you stay and you're able to know joy, even though the natural thing would be to be frightened or to be leaving or to be given into your temptation, whatever your temptation is, in those moments, we know life, we know resurrection. And what's not to celebrate? So let us pray. Lord our God, we give you thanks and praise for your resurrection life among us. We pray for those people who will battle addictions on this day. May they know resurrection power. We pray for those whose tempers are frayed on this day. May they know resurrection peace. We pray for those who are sad on this day. May they know resurrection joy. And we thank you, God, for those times when you enable us to go beyond what is natural, to go beyond what is reasonable, and we thank you for your love that lives in us day by day. Lord, we pray. Amen. So let's continue our worship as we make our offering. Let us pray. Bless this money that we bring. Bless the lives that we offer. Bless this bread and this wine that we will eat and drink. Let all be acceptable to you, Lord Jesus. Amen. This is the Lord's table, and everybody is welcome here. If you're a person who has issues with alcohol, the good news is there's no alcohol in this wine, so you can drink. If you're a person who has issues with gluten and wheat, the good news is that when the elders offer you the plate, you will see that there is a biscuit that enables you to eat with us. The way that it works within this community is you are welcome to receive. If you don't want to, then you pass the elements by. That is your choice. When you get the bread, would you eat it? When you get the wine, would you hold it? And we will all drink together. People will come from the east and the west, from the north and the south, to eat at the table in the kingdom of God. The Lord Jesus said, in the face of death, This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. The Lord Jesus said, in the face of death, this is my blood which is shed for you. I will not eat and drink again till I eat and drink in the kingdom of heaven. The Lord Jesus, with his friends, gave thanks. Let us give thanks. Let us pray. Risen Christ, for recognizing you in the scriptures, for recognizing you in the breaking of bread, for finding you in the stranger, we give you thanks. Risen Christ, for times of doubt and struggle, for times of confusion and chaos, for times of wrestling for a blessing, we give you thanks. For thankfully, you are present in bread and in battle, in darkness and in doubt, in every corner of our lives, in every place in our world. For you have gone before us. Transform this bread and this wine, that this bread would be for us as the body of Christ, this wine as the blood of Christ. And as we gather at your table, would we remember all those tables where we have eaten and drunk, knowed ourselves united with those that were with us there, but all those others that we have celebrated with through time, and our brothers and sisters in Christ all around the world in a range of places and in a range of ways who will eat bread and drink wine today. Thanks be to you, O God, for the unity that we have through you. Praise your holy name. Amen. He took bread. This is my body, he said. It is broken for you. The body of Christ. "This is my blood," he said. "It is shed for you." The blood of Christ shed for us. So let us pray. Lord Jesus Christ, you have put your life into our hands. Now we put our lives into yours. Take us, renew us, remake us. What we have been is past. What we shall be through you still awaits us. Take us beyond what is reasonable and natural and people's expectations of us, to resurrection life. Lead us on, take us with you. Alleluia. Amen. Our final hymn is 260, Christ is Alive. Now may God, who has shown all power in rising from the dead, be with us in each day. And may the blessing of God the Almighty, the Creator, the Son, and the Spirit be with us and those who we love, for now, forever. Amen. Breakfast time. Woohoo!